Follow the local results as they come in tonight. To catch up on the latest developments in the provincial race, go to our Ontario Votes page. Live results from Oakville and Oakville North Burlington are available by scrolling to the bottom of this story. Latest updates. 11:45 p.m. This concludes Oakville News live coverage of Ontario Election Night 2025. This story and its links will remain on the website indefinitely. Good night. 11:40 p.m. Around Halton region, Conservative MPPs have been re-elected in Milton and Halton Hills tonight. Burlington, with fewer than 350 votes between first and second place, remains too close to call. 11:30 p.m. It's estimated tonight that approximately 4,991,110 votes were cast province-wide in this election, or an estimated turnout of 45.5%, just over 2% higher than June 2022. 11:20 p.m. With over 95% of the vote now in, Stephen Crawford appears to have won with an increase to his popular vote and percentage of the vote from his 2022 race. He's earned over 20,400 votes and 48.1% of the vote, a 5-point gain over 2022. Effie Triadophilopoulos, meanwhile, also gained more votes and a larger voter share, though by smaller margins. She 24,087 won votes in Oakville North Burlington tonight, or 49.8% of the vote, a 2.5% increase from 2022. 11 p.m. Allison Gohill, the Liberal runner-up in Oakville, is at her campaign's event at Bronte Sports Kitchen tonight. So far, Oakville News has been unable to reach her campaign for comment. Update, as of 11:30 p.m., she is no longer at the campaign's event and has gone home. 10:45 p.m. Bruno Souza, the Green candidate in Oakville, shared this statement on tonight's results with Oakville News. While the results may not be what we hoped for, I'm proud of the campaign we ran and grateful for the support we received. One of the challenges in our electoral system is that progressive votes often get split between different parties. It's frustrating, but it's also part of how we push the conversation forward and influence future policies. I ran because I believe in the Green Party's vision, values, and policies that aren't yet championed by other progressive parties. If they were, I wouldn't have needed to run. I wish we could unite all progressive parties under one banner, but that remains a challenge. Perhaps one day, Greens, NDP, and Liberals will come together into an unstoppable force for change. That said, history has proven that even a few Green MPPs can be incredibly effective in shaping policy. The work doesn't stop at election results. We will continue to collaborate, advocate, and push for a more sustainable, forward-thinking Ontario. 10:15 p.m. After being named the winner, MPP Triadophilopoulos spoke to volunteers and supporters at her campaign headquarters in Burlington. Effie Triadophilopoulos and her team addressed those who came to celebrate her victory. pic.twitter.com/pic3d6qv. Lucas Bernashevich, at Lubernashevich, February 28, 2025. 9:55 p.m. Canis Mooley, Liberal, has come in second place in Oakville North Burlington with approximately 40.7% of the vote. In a statement to Oakville News, Mooley says, "I'm very proud of the effort we put forward. We increased our vote share from the last election. We are proud of everyone's work and I look forward to staying engaged with the community." 9:40 p.m. Breaking. Stephen Crawford is projected to be re-elected in Oakville. He is leading with 19,350 votes, about 48.4% of the vote so far, with 61/75 polls reporting. More details can be read here at this story. 9:30 p.m. Still no winner called for the Oakville riding. 30 minutes after polls have closed and 48/75 polls reporting. Stephen Crawford, PC, leads in Oakville with 14,998 votes so far, 49.1%. Allison Gohill, Liberal, is in second with 13,030 votes so far, 42.7%. Diane Downey, NDP, is in a distant third with just over 1,250 votes, 4.1%. 9:25 p.m. Breaking. Effie Triadafylopoulos is projected to be re-elected in Oakville, North Burlington. Effie is leading with 22,941 votes, about 50.1% of the vote so far, with 31/44 polls reporting. More details can be read here at this story. 9:15 p.m. With tonight's win, Doug Ford and the Conservatives will lead a third consecutive provincial government. 1959 was the last time any party in Ontario won a third consecutive majority government. 9:11 p.m. Breaking. Doug Ford is projected to be re-elected Premier of Ontario, leading a third consecutive PC majority government. More details can be read here at this story. 9:10 p.m. In just the first 10 minutes, 24/75 of Oakville's ridings and 10/44 of Oakville North Burlington's poll locations are reporting at least partial results. Both PC candidates, Stephen Crawford and Effie Triadafylopoulos, are leading the votes so far. 9:05 p.m. The first two Oakville locations are now reporting results. With two polls submitting votes, the vote total opens with 49 for Alison Gohill, Liberal, 43 for Stephen Crawford, Conservative, 5 for Diane Downey, NDP. Keep in mind, there are still thousands of votes to be counted, and with the results it's still far too early to predict a winner. 9:03 p.m. The first votes are now coming in. As votes begin to be counted and are reported, keep in mind Ontario has a total of 124 seats in Queen's Park. To win a majority, any one party will need to win at 63 or more seats. 9 p.m. Election polls are now closed in Oakville. Some ridings in other areas of the province have had hours extended due to weather or other issues opening poll locations. These will not affect the results. 8:30 p.m. Polls across Oakville will close in 30 minutes. Remember, even if the polls have closed, if you are in line to vote at any location in town after 9 p.m., stay in line. You will still be allowed to vote so long as you remain in line. 8:15 p.m. Multiple reports have said 7 ridings across Ontario have had their poll hours extended until 11 p.m. tonight, but none of these delays are expected to affect any of the 5 Halton ridings. 4 p.m. 24,000 Ontario students participated in a mock election earlier this week. You can see those results who Ontario youth would choose to be premier in our story here. 9 a.m. Polls are now open in Oakville and Oakville North Burlington, and polls remain open until 9 p.m. tonight. Oakville News Guide on how to vote can be found online here.